I've just set up a pitch, had a brew, and I'm now having a small libation, which is what I always seem to do when I've had a brew after first setting up. Still, there are worse things to do. Silence of the country. There's a wasp buzzing round. There's a pigeon somewhere in the distance. Way, way, way out in the distance I can hear the rumble, probably of an aeroplane, an airliner of some sort. It is way, way, way in the distance though. Here's some crows or rooks. Vaguely I can hear the sound of a car, but I am about four and a half miles away from the nearest road. And yeah, I'm about the same distance away from any habitation, which is good. It's beautiful out here. Pitched by the side of a dike. Sun shining, blazing down in fact. And there's just a gentle southerly breeze. Forecast for later on is the southerly breeze to turn to southeasterly or east-southeasterly. Not scheduled to increase at all. Night is scheduled to be clear, so might get some moon as well. Who knows what we might get, but it's good. It's very good. I'm using for the first time the Gossamer Gear Spin Twin tarp. Underneath that I've got a Polycrow ground sheet, POE Etherlight full length blow up mattress, a Rab SF bivy bag, and a Go Light 7 adrenaline. Yeah, for cooking I'm using an Evernew 1 litre pasta pot, and I have with it a 10 ounce, or I think that's an American ounces, it will be a 300 mil titanium mug. I think that's probably Snowpeak. I think that probably came with the Snowpeak kit I had. I'm not sure about that. But the Evernew pasta pot has got markings on the inside in both ounces, which are American, and millilitres, which presumably are standard. So I'd have no problems measuring water to rehydrate food, which is basically all I use the use the stove and the pot for. I've brought my Primus Spider, and I am using a 100 Coleman gas cartridge. It's a brand new one, so I'm keeping a record of how much fuel I use while I'm out for a few days, and I shall probably let you know about that later. Last one went well with the Spider. I do find though that I have to adjust it right down, which is nice. It's very, very adjustable, and adjust it almost until you can't hear the sound of the gas or the flame. If it starts popping, it's too low. Just ease it up a little bit. But what I have discovered is that if I use not a particularly close-fitting windshield, but one that comes up the sides of the pot a little bit, then if I hold my hand above the pot and I can't feel any heat coming up, then that seems to be the most economic way of using the Spider. Certainly the last cartridge I used, I think I got, from memory, I got 4 or 5 litres, probably 5 litres boiled with it, over a period of quite a few days. It wasn't all one after the other boils. Okay, that'll do for now.